because there's a lot of ways to prepare eggs. I don't really know how you prepare a poached egg, so I don't understand why it's weird that you had an omelet with a poached egg inside it, because I don't know the intricacies of preparing a poached
one. It wasn't weird. It was delicious. What other eggs don't you know?
I never understand the difference between over easy and the sunny side.
Over easy means you flip it over for not very long.
Yeah, but which one is, like, more raw versus...
sunny side. Because that one doesn't get anything on the top.
Then I like over easy.
Do you like a soft scramble?
Oh, it's a soft scramble.
Like a wet scramble.
I like a scramble whether it's wet or dry.
I like a wet scramble. I like a soft scramble.
But I still... Ooh, this pen is good.
What about soft boiled?
What's that? Just, like, kind of wet on the yolky part? When I was little, I only ate the hard boil, but is it, like, wet, like, liquid or just wet? No, I don't eat that.
It's delicious.
No.
It's delicious.
No.
It's 6:92 p.m.
Oh, hi, everyone. Are the mics on?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. It's 6:07. In 15 seconds p.m. Friday, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
And we're arguing about eggs. And before the mics were turned on, we were arguing about whether we're down with shrimp inside a burrito.
I say yay.
I say nay. My thought process was that burritos need, like, a hearty thing. Like, when you're eating a burrito, you're pigging out. So you want, like, steak or chicken in that burrito. Fish and shrimp should go in a taco.
I can see where you're coming from. But I'm hungrier than two tacos.
Then have...
I'm burrito hungry.
Four tacos.
No. And I want to hold something like this.
You can hold me.
I want to hold something like this and put it in my mouth.
That's the shape of men's genitalia. I'm sure you'll have no problem finding it. The silent fundraiser is still going.
Don't tell anyone.
It's silent, but please pledge. And thank you to Thomas, David, Jeremy, Diego, Mark, Tim, David, Andrew, James, Michael, Irene, Alan, Andrew, Sean, Kevin, Ted, Camilo, Marcel, that's my dad, Joseph, Moritz, Marissa, Madeline, Cheryl, Corey, Robin, that's our Robin, David, Alan, Nicholas, Justin, Daniel, William, Michael, Walter, Laura, Erwin, Michael.
Thank you, everybody. Please see the website for more information on pledging and our new shirts, and hopefully eventually we'll make it to our goal. But we're not going to talk about it anymore. Talk about the
comment
board.
How do you poach an egg?
It's hard. There's a French method where you put it a...
does it mean? Like the whole thing is wet?
Yeah. Like you cook it in a boiling water.
And
you
then
have to
what?
Swirl it around.
What do you mean?
Like...
Oh, is it like when it comes... Like on a Benedict? Is that a poached egg on a Benedict?
A Benedict is a poached egg.
So it's like a fluffy, swirled egg.
Yeah.
So you got to dump it in the water real fast
and boiling,
swirl it,
and
then
you
swirl
it around so that the whites, like, come together. And then you have to take it out with a slotted spoon, I believe. But I make a cheap way where I just put a little bit of water in a pan, and I put it in there, and I kind of just cook it.
Robin on the comments board just said, Frangry's so judgmental now that she's celibate. And she spelled celibate wrong.
She did not.
I think she did.
She works for the Clinton campaign. She needs to.
Yep. Maybe I am judgmental, Robin, but at least I know how to spell.
Damn. Called her out.
Come on, I won that one.
Good for you.
Thanks, finally.
How'd she spell it?
C-E-L-I-B-I-T.
You finally beat her.
Oh, wait, I know what she's doing. Oh, no, she won.
Why?
She's making fun of the way I say it.
Oh, she did win.
Right? That's what she's doing, right?
Probably. She doesn't seem like she would spell something wrong.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised. Especially when she's insulting someone. She's, like, smart enough to know that if you're insulting someone, you need to do it right.
How is your celibacy?
It's going strong.
Good for you.
Starting to think maybe it's not good for me.
upstairs you were saying the complete opposite.
Okay, but hear me. It feels great. Okay. I feel fine. I could care less. But hear me out. The longer I go, don't you think I'm going to get stuck in this thing where I'm like, I feel great. I don't need sex. And then one day I'm going to be 50 and single. And it's like, oh, I wasted all my good childbearing years being on this weird celibate train I didn't need to be on.
We already wasted those.
No, I still got like 3 left.
Yeah. I think the longer you go without intimacy, the harder it is to find it again and be open to it.
Robin says, I misspelled it to make fun of your pronunciation. But you kind of won because you guessed why I did it. Thanks, Robin. That was nice to give me that. Thank you. Well done, Robin. Bitch.
Smart bitch, though.
Smart bitch.
What is the topic?
I don't like
it. No, don't do that.
I don't like it anymore.
What do you mean?
It's not right.
Try it. Try it, but like, try to mean it.
Okay, let me get in the right headspace. Okay.
We have a topic for you tonight.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what companies do you hate? Corporations do you hate?
How'd that go for you?
Hate it.
We'll see. 201-209-9368.
Farquhar on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link, says, spelled celibate, pronounced celibate.
Is that a bad word?
No. Why would it be a bad word? It's a holy word.
No, his name.
Farquhar? No?
Okay.
It's like Nardwar, but not. Miles doesn't like the projected topic either. The projected topic.
Hmm.
Guess what, Miles?
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us about the corporations you hate. Yeah, maybe it's not that fun.
It's stupid.
Why do we think it was fun last week?
I don't know. We were drunk when Ken said it, and Ken said it, and he got all angry. But it's like, it's not funny.
Why is it... let's try. 2 calls.
Slaughter says, I hate Compaq. Okay. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate Burger King. All right. Why? I don't know.
Maybe someone
will have... I like the Big Mac.
Maybe someone will have funny...
It's $2.99.
Maybe someone will have a funny story. Isn't the Big Mac McDonald's?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, the Whopper is Burger King.
Oh, yeah, that... Oh, I like the Whopper, though.
I like Burger King. Maybe this is a dumb topic.
It's an idiotic topic. It's not idiotic. It's just not fun in any way whatsoever.
Should we try one and see how not fun it is?
Okay, fine. We have a full board, so now I can answer. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I need a visual. Would you put a dollop of sour cream on the tip of the burrito before you insert it into your mouth?
That is really gross. You are not allowed to call this show ever again.
Told him.
Nobody messes with my girl. Crack some skulls.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Hell no, I'll get killed. I go in verbal altercations.
I mean, I know that.
Not to physical ones.
I just don't know if it ever potentially escalated.
I've been in a fight, but I was like 11. We rolled around on a playground. It wasn't like a real fight. We just pulled each other's hair. I did punch a boyfriend in the face once.
How old were you?
34.
Nice.
He wouldn't leave my apartment. I asked him to leave, and he wouldn't leave. He pretended he was sleeping. Do you know how infuriated that made me?
Did he leave after you punched him?
Nope. He kept pretending he was sleeping.
That's weird.
It's like he didn't even notice it happened.
That's really weird.
That's how strong I am. It was probably like...
You're probably like, babe, get out.
No, I went fist to the face. Everyone hates our topic. Jordan wants to know if FMU is a corporation.
No, it's a nonprofit organization.
Duh, Jordan. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi. It's Rooster.
Hey, hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Well, now.
Oh, boy.
What corporations do we not like? Well, Scott already told me. It's corporations that are not completely local. We're local folks, and we like businesses that are local. And so it's the big stores, the big international and national things. Those are the ones we don't like. But the reason we like WFMU is because you're local, and you're you're close. You're not mainstream.
Hey, Rooster, we should change this topic, right?
Why?
It's not fun.
Well, you're going to get a lot of negativity. You're asking for what people don't like.
Yeah, but we always
do that every show.
Yeah, we always ask for negativity. We think it's funny. Yeah.
Well, if you want an uplift, ask for something people like.
No, that sounds too positive. We don't know what to do with that.
I don't know. Give it a try. You might have fun with it.
No, I like it.
The few times we've tried, we've been like, ugh. All right, Rooster. Have a good one.
You too.
Robin wants to know if someone just cracked open a Budweiser. Nope.
No.
Okay, now can we change it?
Sure. What is the new one?
The new topic is...
Do I know it?
201-209-9368.
Don't surprise me.
What's your favorite day of the calendar year?
Shut up.
I wish you guys could see Michelle's face. Just kidding, that's not the new topic.
No.
The new topic is, call us and see if you can guess what the new topic is.
No.
Okay, the new topic is, what's your favorite kind of sunglasses?
No. Didn't you have one upstairs?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the new topic.
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, what was it?
I don't want to say it.
No, you have to say it.
No, it's not going to feel right.
I think it will.
I'm not excited.
You will be once you say it.
You say it.
No, you say it.
No, you say it.
No, you're a puppet.
No, you're a puppet.
No, you're a puppet.
You say it, you're a puppet.
No, you say it, you're a
puppet. You're the puppet. You're the puppet.
I'm the master.
You wish you were the master of puppets.
201-209-9368. That was a hint as to what the topic is. Okay, the topic is, I can't say it.
I don't know how to say it.
I do. Ready? That thing, I can. That thing Trump said, except we want to make them up. Or we could play a game where you make them up or you call in with real ones and we guess if it's real or made up. One of those?
Yes.
Which one should we do?
They're all fun.
Or we could play... That thing that was in Hillary's emails.
That's not as fun.
Nobody likes any of our topics.
Nobody likes that topic?
Mm-mm.
Everyone's a critic. 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, whatever's in Hillary's emails is probably some BS. It's, I don't know, probably missile schematics to emails for jihad or whatever, I don't know.
Seriously, anyway, this is supposed to be funny. You're supposed to come up with something funny. Idiotic. All right, this isn't going to work either. Think of something else. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys. I'm going to do a corporation story.
Jesus.
All right, try.
This show sucks.
Okay.
It's our own fault for not planning.
We did plan. It just wasn't a good plan.
Hmm. Uh-oh. All right, go ahead. Sorry, dude.
It's okay. I don't like Guinness because there's this folklore tale about how since it's such an old company.
The beer or the world records? What? I'm serious.
He's clearly talking about the beer.
Why? He could be talking about Guinness Book of World Records.
No.
He could. I have a lot of problems with that organization.
What are your problems with that organization, Michelle?
They let people cheat all the time.
How do you know?
I feel like they're not fair.
Why do you feel that way?
Why do you care? I just don't.
Well, you gotta tell us why.
No, this man was telling a story.
Oh, way to pivot. yes, sir. Guinness, okay. The beer.
So, they didn't have... Yeah, the beer. It's such an old beer company that they didn't have, health code standards when they started in Ireland, I guess. And when it was first introduced in, the 70s, they made them drain all their huge vats of beer. And when they did that, the inside of the tanks were lined with...
Rats.
Like, all kinds of rats and, rodents and... Just really disgusting. But they were all, soggy and, just different stages of deterioration. Okay. And so they kept that under wraps. And then they filled it back up again, and they passed the health code standard. But then, a month or two later, when they started distributing again, they got all these complaints from all of their customers that they'd changed the recipe. And it just didn't taste the same. And that's my story.
So did they put the rats back in?
I don't know.
I think that I like that.
That makes me like them more.
I like this story.
Oh, okay.
That makes me like them more.
That they put the rats back in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're just, pleasing the customer.
You got to give the customer what they want in this marketplace.
Exactly.
It's very competitive.
Exactly. And, if that's what made the recipe, then...
That's what made the recipe.
Yeah. I don't care.
What's your name, buddy?
I'm Ian.
All right, Ian, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You want in this marketplace.
Exactly. Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
You are on
awesome.
The radio.
Ta-da!
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I just came back to Jersey. It's like a homecoming for me. So, and this is my favorite radio station.
But
I used to
home.
Listen to it on the internet. Now I'm listening to it on an actual radio in New Jersey.
91.1, buddy.
That's right. That's where it's at. So.
Wait, I have to announce something.
I'm sorry. Excuse
us one. What's the premise here?
Wait,
hold on 1 second.
The beer and the Guinness beer and the record book are the same organization.
Guinness beer and the record book?
Yeah, did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Kurt just said that in our comments.
Kurt knows.
He's fact-checking Shut Up Weirdo tonight, and he won't do it again.
What?
Yeah, it's true. God. Okay, now, why are you calling?
Where's the WFMU, the big party? Where's the big banquet at? Because, I'm back. And, I'm not really a...
You expect us to throw you a party?
Well, the red carpet will be unfurled.
Yeah.
I just wonder, if there's a random one going on.
Not tonight.
Maybe I should go to it.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. No banquets.
No banquets.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know we were supposed to throw you a party.
I love a buffet.
That's what I was like, a homecoming thing. So, but it would just happen organically because, I'm from Jersey. So when I came back, obviously, there would be some sort of thing.
All right. Do you have anything to add to the topic?
What?
Do you have anything to add to our topic?
Wait, what's the topic? The Guinness beer is the same as the record? hold on.
All right, well, welcome home, buddy.
What do we do now? All of our topics stink.
Yeah.
How about what stinks?
What else you got?
What would you win the Guinness World Record for?
Isn't that like the poster child topic that failed?
Oh.
How about...
Well, it's more like hidden talent than anything else, right?
We could try it. How about...
What would you win it? Wait, it kind of is like... I just thought of that one answer we got that one time that was like, being most passive aggressive.
Oh, then we must have done it before?
So, yeah, maybe we did.
How about...
That was the Olympic gold.
Oh.
Let me answer a call.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio. What do you have to contribute to our topic list show?
Corporation I hate.
Okay.
Hey.
I said, okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't like Guitar Center. Because I don't like being called bro that much.
Do they call people bro?
They call you bro, dude, killer.
But it's just because they're like little kid potheads who work there.
They like to noodle around on the guitar so much.
Yeah, too much.
A lot.
I'm just looking for strings, and I'm not your friend.
I don't like it because I don't like the logo. I think it's stupid.
It's a little obvious. It's a little obvious.
Yeah. It's a guitar? No, really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Thanks for calling, lady.
You're welcome. Bye, ladies.
Have a good one.
Ooh, Kim says, what if you did a new Guinness World Record ideas?
Aren't there always new Guinness World Record ideas? We could try it. Sorry. We could try it. What would it be?
Brando wants to know how long my so-called abstinence has been going. It's not so-called. It is actually real.
It is called.
It is called because it is. Since June 24th. God, what's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Everything?
Absolutely not.
I quit.
Why do you quit?
You know what's funny? We have a full board.
What do they want to talk about?
I have no idea. Hi, you're on the radio. What could you possibly want to say?
You scared them all.
I did. It's because I'm aggressive.
You are.
Douche. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I just got back from Jersey. You want to throw me a banquet?
Yeah, what do you want in your banquet?
Nothing, I'm just kidding.
It would have been really funny if you were like, well...
Shrimp burritos.
Shrimp burritos. I want a chocolate fountain. I'm really into corn dogs. Can we have girls? I don't know. On fire.
Ooh, girls on fire. Good, Prangry.
How about the Trump topic? Thanks. Is that too late for that?
I mean, you could try it.
I heard something on Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Okay, goodbye.
Andy Breckman writes for that.
I hate that.
Why?
Hi, you're on the radio.
I am. Hey, by the way, Guinness, what you said, the Guinness Beer Company, they put out that book to resolve arguments at bars. Because people would say, that's not the biggest, not that, that's not the fastest. And they actually said, well, that would be a good book to have at bars while people are drinking our beer.
Genius.
Isn't
that's
that clever?
Smart. That is clever.
Yeah, and so that's why it's the same company. It's no coincidence. It's like... They want to resolve the fight.
You know, there are a lot of fights at bars. Is one thing I've learned in my life.
Right. It's like,
we got in a fight at a bar.
Yeah, we got in a fight in a bar last week.
Last week after the show, after that crazy show we had.
We went bonkers.
We went out and we got in a fight at a bar.
We were high on radio adrenaline and we got in a fight at a bar.
We called a guy an a-hole to his face.
And then we laughed.
And then he ran away.
And hid.
Do you remember my call last week?
No.
Mm-mm.
Who are you?
After I spoke, you got a text message saying, I bring out the best in both of you.
Who sent me that text message?
I read it over the radio. That someone.
Who are you?
Someone liked me speaking to you so much, he said, he brings out the best in both of you.
Do you remember that?
No.
Was that last? Are you sure that was last week?
It was last week.
Is he making it up?
Are you sure?
Well, and the week before, I did the five words.
We were drunk on power last week.
Remember?
I was just drunk on alcohol.
You were on the wine.
It wasn't my fault. I was supposed to split it with Scott, and then
she
he left.
She was on the wine. Who
remember
sent you that text? I mean, I remember you got a text saying the show was great, but
I
don't remember
no idea.
You getting a text saying...
You don't remember this?
No. Who are you?
Remember I gave you the Zen key to happiness? Want what you already
ooh,
have.
That was good.
Oh, that was good.
And then that, and then the next week I did this thing about.
Did you just call to have like a retrospective of all your phone calls?
You're great,
I
buddy.
Twice. The second time I voted for Paul Newman, never an a-hole.
Yeah, that's great. You just we called in to toot your own horn.
Yeah,
I'm not tooting my own horn.
Okay, what do you want tonight?
What's the most recent question?
I don't even know anymore.
I forgot.
What's happening?
Oh,
this
Guinness
show's
Book. What would
apart.
I be in the Guinness Book of World Records for? Are you ready?
God, we have so many dumb topics tonight.
I
normally we just have one dumb one.
I should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for smartest idiot.
Oy, yoy.
I am the most intelligent idiot you'll ever meet.
My mom would beg to differ, but okay. Thanks for calling,
the
buddy.
More intelligent idiot? I'd like to meet her.
No, I am.
Okay, have a good one.
We
thanks
need
for bringing
good,
out the best in us.
We need a topic. We need a real topic. Are any of these sticking?
Well, now we don't. Now we can just do this for the next
time.
No, half.
I don't want to do this. This makes us crazy. What? Do you have any ideas?
No, I've already thrown out 17 awful ones.
I have not a great idea.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. You know how you wanted to do people who you look like?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could do, like, people tell me I look like Penelope Cruz on a good day, but I feel like I look like, and then it's something terrible, like someone stepped on an apple pie or something. Or, like, if Louis C.K. in a warm glass of milk had a baby.
What, Michelle? Who had a baby?
Louis C.K. in a warm glass of milk.
Michelle?
What? What?
Do you have any idea how much I love you?
No, I don't. That wasn't. I'm just saying, like, you know, like when people are like, girl, you look like Penelope Cruz. And then you're thinking like, I look like a doughy glass of milk. If Louis can, a doughy glass of milk got a baby.
Yeah, I have that feeling all the time.
This is why I don't tell you topics.
That was amazing. I think we should do it.
I don't know if it'll work.
It should be like, it's kind of like what, it's kind of like all those memes that are like, what you look like in your Instagram photos versus what you look like when you look
in
the mirror. Yeah.
Maybe it'll work. Sounds too hard. I thought of it the other day when I was watching the Duff documentary on Netflix. Have you seen it yet? There's spoken word throughout the entire thing.
That sounds awful.
It is so bad. It's amazing. I might watch it again tonight. It's called It's So Easy and Other Lies.
And Other Lies?
Which is incorporating a lot of Guns N' Roses things.
Because mm-hmm.
It's So Easy was a song and Lies was a record.
I got it.
It's So Easy and Other Lies. They act like he's such a big drug addict. He hardly did any drugs at all. It made me angry.
I'm sorry.
It was like,
I'm really enjoying your monologue right now.
I'm serious because you kept thinking, like, when's you're going to get to the part where you're a drug addict?
I'm so thoroughly
and
enjoying
it never
your
got
monologue.
There.
I can't even tell you.
Like, they should have made it about mm-hmm. Izzy because Duff was, like, not that cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say.
Are you done?
Except that I might sing November Rain at the marathon finale.
Wow. That's impressive. That's mm-hmm. like a 25-minute song. Mm-mm.
We're going to shorten it.
I mean, wow.
Who do you look like on a good day, and what do you feel like you look like?
Okay. 201-209-9368.
No, I want to know your answer.
Perhaps it's if Louis C.K. and a warm glass of milk had a baby.
I think I might have been on something when I thought of that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think yeah. I was. That's why I had to give away my
shocking. Whoa, Robin says someone told her that she reminds them of Amanda Knox. Hot.
Nice.
Robin killing it.
Conniving.
I love me some Amanda Knox. What a weirdo that one is.
She was fine. She wasn't even that weird.
She's a weirdo.
She didn't kill anybody.
No, she didn't kill anybody. She's just very weird.
If they sent you to jail for being weird, everyone in this place would be in prison.
Not me.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 4.
7! Oh, sorry. 3.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm just going to let Michelle's light shine
tonight.
How you guys
doing?
Hi.
I got excited.
I'm the original banquet guy. I don't want to list my ingredients for my banquets.
Okay.
Is this a topic?
I'm just letting people do their thing tonight.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. You have 5 ingredients. What are they?
Okay, first the shrimps.
You want shrimps. Okay.
Has to be.
What kind of shrimps?
What?
How are they prepared?
How are they prepared?
Yeah.
But you going to eat them raw?
You can't just say shrimp. We got to know how to cook them for you.
I mean, just, you know, put them in the shrimp stock and just heat them up. You know, just any which way.
This guy's an animal.
Boiled, fried.
This guy's never cooked in for a burrito. Himself a day in his life.
What?
Boiled.
All right, but it kind of it's distracting.
All right, what else?
Okay, second, celeries.
What?
Celeries.
Celeries.
You're really bad at this.
What else?
Come on, this is good. This could be a topic.
I'm hanging up. Hurry up and just give us the rest of your stupid requests.
No. Okay. What's next? Third ingredient.
God, just rattle them off.
Get ready for this one.
Oh, we're ready.
Okay. It's going to be something hilarious. Hold on a second.
I'm hanging up. No.
You can't wait. You can't wait to get...
That guy's not invited to this show ever again.
Nope.
He's no longer on the guest list. Hi, you're on the radio. Welcome to this show.
I get so much anxiety. So what's the topic?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah. I'm hanging up on everyone who asks what the topic is. Because if you're not prepared with whatever the hell you want to talk to us about, you shouldn't be calling.
And you'll never eat at our banquet again.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. As you can tell, we have a very busy show and a lot of really good answers to get to.
Damn, you told them.
201-209-9368. We don't have any calls. Can you please?
What do you mean we don't have any calls?
It was a joke, brah. Comedy. Michelle, why you gotta call me out? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, has nobody yet said that Trump's corporation is the corporation that they hate?
No, nobody has said that because women are smart.
Yeah, because every idiot man who listens to this show does not use their stupid brain.
Yeah.
I do have a friend who won a Guinness World Record.
Ooh, you've got it all. For what?
So there was an episode of Mythbusters where I think they were trying to bust the myth that you could tow a person behind, like, a crew of rowers.
Mm-hmm.
So she teaches high school rowing, and her team did it. They towed a guy for, I don't know, 16 seconds. And she was like, I think we set a world record, and I happen to have a business card of somebody that worked at Guinness. And she called them, and they, like, got the world record.
That's awesome.
What's your name?
Women are a resourceful creature.
It's Peyton. Do you guys have a new shirt for me?
Peyton, you're on the list. You're the only person who has called and could answer all of our bad topics.
Yay.
Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Awesome, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
Women are good at putting together pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah, because we solve problems.
Men are good at, like, losing the pieces.
Men are idiots.
Or being like, I didn't know those were supposed to fit together.
Can I have shrimp? What kind? Just bring shrimp.
Shrimps.
Like, why do I have to solve this problem for you?
He wasn't saying shrimp. He was saying shrimps.
He just wanted, like, a bucket of shrimps. He didn't know how I wanted them cooked.
He's probably never made a meal for himself in his life.
Well, then he shouldn't be asking for food if he doesn't know how he wants it.
Celeries.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the celeries.
Oh, my God. Like caretaking. 201-209-9368.
Shrimps. What do you mean, how do I want them cooked?
Shrimps.
It's like you didn't even understand the question.
There are so many ways to prepare a shrimp.
That was my point.
You know, shrimps.
Like boiled? I guess, but that's distracting, he said? Like, what does that mean? Like, he thought we were going to boil?
I think he said the burrito was distracting.
Oh, okay. I was like, what does that even mean?
Shrimps. Celeries.
Okay, Dale says, I think it's just the men you ladies are attracted to who are morons. Incorrect. It's the ones who are attracted to us that are morons. We didn't ask him to call.
Maybe you willed it with the secret.
I've had enough. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Frank. Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, I just called in right now and I missed a whole lot, but about this banquet or something. I'm very excited that you'll be having the shrimp with tricolored pasta.
At least he has some details.
Hmm.
How would you like the shrimp prepared?
How would I prepare the shrimp?
Yes.
I would pan sear them with Cajun seasoning.
He even added seasoning. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Not a problem. You guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. Have a good one.
Thanks.
That's a man. I'm drinking to that man who just called.
With the Cajun shrimps?
Yes, and the tricolored pasta.
Huh. That was good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. On a good day, people tell me I look like Jack Black, and I usually feel like the other guy that's been Tenacious D.
Wait, I don't know his name, is the other guy in Tenacious D?
I forget his name.
Man, that's messed up. Yeah. Imagine being that guy.
That's all right. He's rich.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like, they have money?
Yeah.
He's probably not that rich.
He's richer than us.
Yeah.
That's a good one, dude. What's your name?
Alex.
Eric.
With all a right. K Alex. Or with a C? Hello?
What?
How Hello? Do you spell your name?
Not Eric. Alex.
Oh, Alex.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Alex.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a rule question for you about the rules of Shut Up Weirdo. Is it not true that if you ask if you're on the list, you can't be on the list?
Yeah, that's true.
So not
Peyton asked.
Peyton, not to bust Peyton's chops.
Well, you're calling to tell on another kid?
No.
You're
no,
a dead kid.
Clarification to the future.
Kid who tells on another kid's a dead kid.
No, I'm just, you know, for future reference. So if you ask,
I would, but let me point.
She didn't say, am I on the list?
No, she said, do you guys have a new shirt t-shirt. For me? And let me point out that she only said that after I already asked for her name. She didn't deliver her response and say, hey, I like shrimp at my banquet. Am I on the list or what? She gave an answer that was clear that we liked. And then she said, do you have a new t-shirt for me?
Okay. Just checking.
I can't believe you called a tattle on someone.
Yeah, that's messed up, brah.
Come on, man.
Asking for clap. And by the way, it should be shrimp scampi.
I do like shrimp scampi, even though it's for, like, people who like Sizzler, right?
I like coconut shrimp.
I bet you do.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like coconut butterfly shrimp was such, like, it's a delicious. Food trend. That's so annoying.
You mean it's so good.
Thanks for calling, Tattletale.
Wait, why are you hating on my coconut shrimp? I'm sure scampi was a food trend when it started or something.
I don't know if scampi was a food trend. What? Why are you giving me the finger?
Because at least I don't put them in burritos.
Don't get mad at me.
Damn. Haters.
Don't you get mad at me.
I like shrimp Creole, too. You gonna call that trendy? My mom used to make the best shrimp Creole.
Really? That sounds good.
It was delicious.
I want to go out to dinner.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So politics. All right. So who's really falling for this? You know, I mean, like.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, about time I got through. What's going on there, Flapjacks?
He's not talking to me.
I'm talking to both you, Lotus.
You ain't talking to me.
Anyway, I can tie a few of these subjects together, and I can even bring one of the more recent ones you did on another show all into one.
Okay.
All right, now check this out. Now, in the Guinness thing, you should have said to have the people to find the strangest Guinness record, or what their favorite strange one is. Well, mine happens to be the biggest chicken ever, who was named Weirdo the Chicken. He was actually a rooster, but he weighed 27 pounds, and he used to, like, kill things. And if you remember correctly, I was the guy that said I would marry the Gila monster back on that other show.
Yeah, we remember.
Yes, so what I would do is I would bring back Weirdo the Chicken and have him fight my wife, the Gila monster, to the death. Then whoever loses, you ladies could cook it for me, and we just have a good old time.
Except I mean, you just referred to us as flapjacks.
I'm kind of a jerk anyway, and I would just divorce it. So, I mean, it's just off. You know, I'm out of it. You know, it's out of the picture.
Except you called us flapjacks.
But flapjacks is a loving term in my household.
Not here.
Well, I've never heard anyone called. What does it mean?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good to me.
I don't know. It's not so bad. It's the first word that came to my mind.
So it makes you sound like you don't got any boobs.
Not flat. Flap.
Yeah, flap is worse than flat. I'd rather have flat chest than flap chest.
But it wasn't talking about.
Yeah, as in the pancake.
Like a pancake. Yeah,
I know, but the first thing I think of is
flat as a pancake. Why do you think pancake boobs?
All right.
Because you call them flapjacks.
How you doing there, sizzle chest?
Sizzle chest?
I've heard that one before.
Yes, I know. I did borrow that one, but it is a good one. I mean, I don't want to go any further. Because,
good. Okay, have a good
okay,
one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Frankie.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing?
So, if I was at the banquet, see, what I would do is prepare the shrimp, like, breaded and fried style with just, like, a pinch of salt on top of it. Because, you know, like, everyone's going to be at the banquet, like, running around and stuff, and they're not going to be able to, like, sit down and enjoy shrimp. That's why you have the breaded ones. It's just it's like finger food, you know?
Well done.
Thank you.
What about the celeries?
No. Who serves celery at a banquet?
Right?
No offense to that guy, but like...
What's celery in like ranch dressing?
Like, you know, you have like buffalo wings.
Banquet?
And like, what's at the end of buffalo wings? An empty plate with celery.
Yeah.
I love celery. I'll have you guys know.
You still, if you were going to a banquet, you're not going to hope there's a tray of celery there.
Number one, who goes to banquets? What does
business
that even men, mean? What's a banquet?
Businessmen go to banquets.
What is a banquet?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Okay,
I'm
thank you.
I think it's something that you would eat shrimp at, you know?
I think there's a buffet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a...
With celery. They have like a veggie plate with the celery and the ranch in the middle. And like a cheese plate.
All right.
With the crackers and the fruits.
I was thinking more of like a, you know, like a lady with like a
shrimp
dish walking around going like, hey, would you like some breaded shrimp, you know?
Oh, that's like a hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, that's hors d'oeuvre.
That's past hors d'oeuvres.
Well, yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, have a good one.
We only have 10 minutes left.
Listen, our show took a very important turn.
Well, how we can't have shows like this every week.
We don't.
Okay. We had 92 topics.
Like four.
We had a tattletale, which we've never dealt with before.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, awesome. I got through.
Congrats.
Did
you forget what you wanted to talk about?
It happens.
No, I had an idea for a topic like 40 minutes ago. What's your favorite day of the year?
Okay.
Can I bring that one back?
Okay.
You can try.
All right, I'll keep it short. It's June 9th.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
Can you guess why?
Is it your birthday?
No, it's June 9th.
Something.
Because it's the sixth month of the year. And then, do you get it?
No.
Because it's... 69.
Nine. Really?
Really, dude?
You are an idiot.
You are so silly.
I love you.
A 69 joke? What does this come to? What? Seriously, though. I knew we were like lowbrow and silly and whatever, but come on, man. We're better than that, aren't we? Are we just not?
That was so bad that it was so good.
You snorted.
I'm like so ashamed and so proud all at the same time. I don't know what to do with these conflicting feelings.
There's so many conflicting feelings.
We just got a 69 joke.
That we laughed.
And then
at.
He kept being like, get it? June 9th?
Get it?
It's the sixth month of the year. Get it?
Unbelievable.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I love this show.
You're not going to like it when it's over.
I feel great about tonight's show.
We'll see how you feel.
I mean, I'm not going to go back and listen to it because then I'll be embarrassed. But
yeah.
As I'm doing it, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I feel like we might get kicked off the air after this one.
No. This is like gold for Ken.
It's like 2 weeks of
bonkers. And he loves it.
I don't like the bonker. I don't like when we get too wild. I don't like when we get too wild.
69.
Winter's coming.
It's here, baby. Hi, you're on the radio. What's up? Make it quick.
Are they going to go naked?
Yes, of course. Hi, you're on the radio. What's up?
Hey, so you guys still doing the shrimp question?
Sure. How do you like your shrimp prepared?
I'd say the best way to prepare it is probably in the trash.
You're not down with shrimp, the cockroach of the sea.
Lobsters are the cockroach of the sea, aren't they?
I thought it was shrimp.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've just never been a fan.
Okay. Good to know. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. How do you like your shrimp prepared?
You know, there's no plural on shrimps.
There's no what?
There's no plural. It's just shrimp.
No, we call it shrimps.
Shrimps and celeries.
Yeah.
You don't say shrimps. Well, anyway, I got a political joke.
All right.
How did...
I don't like jokes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, I got one about who I look like and who maybe I feel
like. Oh, yes, right? Michelle would love this. Please go ahead.
All right, cool. So I get this a lot, and mm-hmm. it's, I guess, on a good day. Mm-hmm. I get that I look like Ethan Hawke.
Ooh, nice. Okay, cute.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the last installment of that trilogy that he was in.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't really like that guy. I think he's kind of arrogant and annoying, although sometimes good. Really... And also, when I shave, I have kind of a baby face. So when I shave, I kind of look like DJ from Roseanne.
Cute. Okay.
Yeah. So
he's a child, but okay.
Like if DJ from Roseanne was busted for like some drinking and getting caught with drugs or something, and had like a mugshot, that might be what I feel like.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, but like it wasn't something like Louis C.K. and a warm glass of milk had a baby.
It was not quite at that level.
Right,
it wasn't
okay.
At the pitch
of
the other guy either. So if I want to add to it, I would say if DJ from Roseanne, choked on his own vomit.
Got it. Okay.
Up in the morning.
Have a good one. Yes. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Don't ever say that Louis C.K. thing again.
Anosuke, and you can't say shrimps because there's more than one species of shrimp.
We like shrimps and celeries.
Yes.
But thanks for your opinion that we didn't ask for. Hi, you're on the radio.
My favorite day of the year is March 18th.
Oh, why?
That's
that?
My birthday!
Oh, come
because
on.
Because I survived St. Patrick's Day.
Did you know it was Michelle's birthday?
No, I did not.
You have no idea the look on Michelle's face. She is like trying to contain so much joy.
No, it's not.
She looks like she's going to explode.
No, it's not.
She has her hands folded on her lap very neatly.
My hands have been like this the whole time.
And her face is all red and her cheeks are like all expanded. Like she's going to explode. And she screamed, "It's my birthday!" And then she quickly shut up and realized what she had done and just stared at me. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I hate myself.
Have a good one.
I really just...
You okay, Michelle?
I don't know. I really think this show is, like, getting...
I wish there was a camera in here. You're, like, crying. Are you crying? She's crying. 201-209-9368. I don't know what the topic is, but you can just call us and be part of this because you want to be part of this.
This is like me losing my mind.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing, Frank and Michelle?
Very well, thank you.
Never better.
That's great. No, hey, I just got home and tuned in, so I didn't hear the subject. What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, goodbye. I don't have time for that.
No, too many
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Can you change the topic? Because this is really boring.
No, do you have a suggestion?
Have you ever ate dog food, maybe?
Have you?
Yes.
What did it taste like? Chicken?
Beets.
Tasted like
peanut
beets?
Butter?
Oh, beets and peanut butter?
Like, like mixed like, up in a bowl?
It was basically just, I mean, I liked it.
Did you ever eat it again?
No.
Oh, okay. So you didn't like it
that much.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much.
What's your name, friend?
Cassius.
What? Say it again.
Cassius.
Cassius?
How old are you?
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay. Oh, fancy name. How old are you?
8.
You're 8. Well, that's a good age, I think.
Have you ever eaten dog food?
No.
Me neither.
But maybe I will eat dog food tonight off of your recommendation. Beets and peanut butter. Delicious.
My mom won a t-shirt. That's why I'm calling in.
Oh, did you like the t-shirt? Cool. All right, well, have a good one, Cassius Clay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Cassius Clay, smartass. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I was just wondering, did you have sex with my dad?
Chances are no. Unless you're 10 years old, then I might have.
I'm 10.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God, I feel terrible. Like, a kid is listening, and my idea is so horrible.
Go for it anyway.
His parents let him.
What if vaginas were crunchy?
Ew.
And then you imagine, like, you know, like...
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm the shrimps. I'm the original shrimps guy.
You're the shrimps. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio. Last call.
Hey, I can't be the only one that hears the word banquet and thinks of, like, frozen fried chicken, right?
Mmm, yum.
Yum.
All right, have a good one.
One more.
We don't have one more.
Who won?
Peyton with the Trump Organization and the friend who won the Guinness Book of World Records because she managed to combine all of our bad topics tonight. Well done.
Congratulations, Peyton. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. With
another bonkers show.
No, we won't. It's going to be normal. Tune in next week. It's going to be normal.
It's never normal.
Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Stop
doing that! Shush! I'm gonna have to take a Xanax.
You sit!
Stop!
I have a treat.
What's
Robin said? And
you think I'm selfish, but I'm not. You think I'm selfish, but I'm not. You think I'm selfish, but I'm not. You think I'm selfish, but I'm not.
Yes, and I quote.
You think I'm selfish, but I'm not. 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 You think I'm selfish, but I'm not.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio. Wait, what'd you say? Sorry, we weren't listening. Wait, what'd you say? Sorry, we weren't listening to you.
No.
The little guy?
It was a cucumber.
And finish this.
Hi, you're on the radio. Potato
I had a gay dentist.
You had a gay dentist. That's a good story.
I had a gay dentist.
Yeah. You had a gay dentist. That's a good story. Hi, you're on the radio.
I had a gay dentist.
You had a gay dentist. That's a good story.
I had a gay dentist.
Yeah, okay. This guy's just waiting to hear
we're
his
done.
Own voice. Oh, okay.
I had a gay dentist.
But we're done. Hi, you're on the radio.
I had a gay dentist.
Hi, you're on... Oh, make it quick. You only have, like, 20 seconds.
I had a gay dentist.
So here is our moment. Frozen. We've seen our seven unmoving in their lonely homes. It's been 4:18, and dawn's still hours off yet. My God, and they are cold and listless. Not quite sure that they exist. Here in this moment, slow and viscous, lips haunted by the ghosts of kisses. There is the endless saturation of the days, and here they are. There is nothing moving but their breath. But watch now, as the breaking storm outside brings this moment into action. The sky cracks into a wild-mouthed grin and unleashes all the water that it's carried. Vapor grown heavy from every distant puddle, every lapping wave tip, every churning river, contributing to this rain. Now Pete on his doorstep, he looks up, mouth agape, and he drops his key in shock and laughs a howling ancient laugh. The lightning charges through them, rips the sky and startles every roof in stark relief. And they see their city new. Esther hears herself shout a strange bark into the silence of her kitchen. Gemma sits bolt upright in bed, wide-eyed, and she stares at the rain as it smashes itself against her windows. Zoe puts her boxes down. Bradley reaches for his dressing gown. Now see it from above. Seven doors to seven flats open at the same time and light the raining pavement. Seven broken hearts, seven empty faces are heading out of doors. Here's our seven perfect strangers. And they see each other. Strangely dressed, one shoe and one slipper, socks falling off, smiling. Gathering slowly, tentatively in the middle of the road, shielding their eyes at first, but then tipping their necks back, unhunching their shoulders, opening their bodies up to the storm, and their hair is flattened against their heads or puffed up madly outwards, and their hands slip off their chins and cheeks as they clutch their faces open-mouthed. Amazing, they shout. Have you seen it, they shout, as they walk like children into the eye of a game and band close, close, shocked and laughing, soaked to the skin.
Introducing to the world the big showdown, a dub selection with on my right,
Diplo,
the dub chemist, and on the left,
RKD2,
dub specialist, round one.
We'll be right back.
and you can teach us. We're in a different time zone, your records don't reach us.